Our text today is from Revelation chapter 5 verses 1 through 14. Today we will continue exploring heavenly worship as presented in the book of Revelation. Specifically, we will examine the praise that is sung during this worship. In the book of Revelation, Jesus, referred to as the Lamb, approaches God, is seated on the throne, and takes a scroll from his right hand. The scene described in Revelation chapter 4 and 5 is incredibly beautiful, joyful, and dramatic. It is a depiction of heaven for which we should be grateful. Through his death and resurrection, Christ accomplished all of our salvation, and he has entered into heavenly glory, where he has received all authority over heaven and earth from God. He now rules over everything while seated on God's throne as the Lord and King, both now and forever. From verse 8, we witness the praise and worship of all those saved by Jesus through his blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation. From verse 11 onward, we see all creation's thanksgiving, praise, and worship. This is where Jesus Christ, the Lamb, will finally sit and reign on his Father's throne, receiving all worship and praise alongside God the Father. As believers, we also participate in this by offering our worship and praise to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. If we examine verse 8 more closely, we will notice that the cherub angels pointed to by the four living creatures and the saints told to by the 24 elders are holding harps and a golden bowl filled with incense. This incense represents the prayers of the saints, which we discussed in our previous service. Our prayers are like a sweet fragrance to God, and he accomplishes his pleasing will through our prayers. We are living in a world where Jesus reigns on earth. Jesus is carrying out God's pleasing will through our prayers. And ultimately, Jesus will come again to answer all our prayers. In the Old Testament, incense was continually offered to God in the tabernacle or the temple. Similarly, we are called to pray without ceasing according to God's will. This means we should always enjoy the reality of heaven, where Jesus reigns as King, and never lose our fellowship with God. We need to stay awake, pray, and worship God until Jesus returns, which is the ultimate answer to all our prayers. In verse 9 and 10, we see the cherubim and the saints praising God. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you are slain, and by your blood you ransom people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a king and priest to your God, to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." The saints who have been purchased by the blood of Jesus and are called to be priests of heaven, sing a new song to praise God. This new song is being sung after Jesus Christ achieved salvation by shedding his blood and sat down on the throne. This scene is similar to the Exodus in the Old Testament, where the Israelites were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb at Passover and were called to be a kingdom of priests who praised God. Now, people from every tribe, language, and nation who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus have become royal priests of heaven. They are all praising God with a new song. This can be seen in more detail later in the book of Revelation in chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the roar of many waters, like the sound of loud thunder. The voice I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. And they were singing a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures, and before the elders. No one could learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. In today's text, we see the 24 elders in heaven singing a new song with harps in their hands while praising God. If you go to chapter 14, you will find another group of saints, 144,000 of them, with the name of the Lamb and the Father written on their foreheads, singing a new song with harps on Mount Zion. These are all saints who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus while living on this earth and are now in heaven. You and I are among them. However, only these people can learn and sing this new song. Neither the sinners of this world, nor the angels, nor any other created being can sing it. This is because only those who have been saved through the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and experienced the grace and love of salvation can sing this song. In other words, only the saints who have tasted and enjoy the goodness of salvation can sing praises with a new song. Later in chapter 15, we continue to see all the saints praising God. Revelation chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name, standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the songs of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. The saints who have conquered all their enemies and remained steadfast in their faith in Jesus are now praising God by singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb on the shore of the Sea of Glass, right in front of the throne of God. The song of Moses represents the salvation from the Old Testament's Exodus, while the song of the Lamb represents the salvation from the new Exodus that Jesus achieved. We previously explored how Moses and the Israelites praised God for leading them to salvation from Egypt through the Red Sea. Exodus chapter 14 verses 31 through chapter 15 verse 2. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Israelites who came out of Egypt praised God, who saved them from the Red Sea and defeated all of the Egyptian armies. Similarly, the people of heaven have also defeated Satan and all of their enemies in Christ. They are praising the Lamb Jesus Christ, who saved them by the sea of glass. As we have already seen, we can sing a new song and praise God on the shore of a sea as calm as glass, a sea that will never be disturbed again, a sea that will never again have sin, death, or enemies. In this way, heaven is resounding with the saints' praises of joy and thanksgiving. Our worship should be filled with praises of joy and thanksgiving, and our lives should also overflow with praises of joy. This is because we have already been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and have received salvation from our sins. Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We have already been redeemed through the blood of Jesus and have received forgiveness for our sins. We have been moved to heaven, which is the eternal kingdom of God's loving Son. As believers, we belong to heaven. Like the 24 elders who sat on the throne, the 144,000 saints on Mount Zion, and the saints who stood by the sea of glass before the throne of God, we too must learn and sing a new song. We must live by singing praises to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of song is this new song? When we look at the book of Revelation, we continually see the word new. A new name is written in Revelation chapter 2 verse 17. A new song is sung in chapter 5 verse 9. A new heaven and a new earth are seen in chapter 21 verse 1. The new Jerusalem comes down in chapter 21 verse 2. And in chapter 21 verse 5, Jesus says, "And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" Jesus promises to make all things new. In the book of Revelation, the newness belongs to heaven. Through the salvation achieved by Jesus, the old has passed away and the new has come. This new is the eternal kingdom of heaven. Those who have received a new name belonging to heaven will be forever God's people. They will enter the eternal new heaven and the new earth, where there will be no sin, death, or enemies. They will become a completely new person, resembling Jesus, and praise God and the Lamb, Jesus Christ, with a new song. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come." Paul tells us we have already been saved through Christ and have become a new creation. This means that we have become new people in heaven, received a new name, and started an eternal life in heaven, where we sing a new song and worship God and Jesus Christ, who saved us through new creation or new exodus. Although we have not yet fully experienced this glorious reality, we can still enjoy and bear witness to it by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." The saints who already possess heavenly things while living on earth are said to live by faith and not by sight. Although we possess a new thing from heaven, its glory has not yet been revealed. Through the gospel, we can enjoy, testify, and live by faith in the reality of heaven, where Jesus has already accomplished all new creation and salvation. Our praise is the evidence of this. Learning a new song means learning, believing, and enjoying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, only the saved saints can learn and sing a new song. Even today, God distinguishes us from this chaotic, sinful world and calls us to worship Him. He lets us know that there is an eternal new reality and allows us to enjoy that new reality of heaven. We must worship God by singing only a new song. I hope that by faith we can enjoy the blessed reality of heaven that we possess and overcome the various hardships and trials we currently experience in this world. However, we must remember that the reality of saints enjoying the new things of heaven and singing a new song is connected to the reality of the old things being judged, because salvation and judgment always come together. Throughout history, God has saved his people from various forms of judgment. During the Exodus, Israel was saved from the Red Sea and praised God while the Egyptian army was judged. Similarly, during Noah's flood, while the entire world was being judged, Noah and his family were saved through the ark. When Jesus comes again, it will be the final judgment for the entire world. And at that time, all saints will achieve final salvation and eternal praise. But what about us? Did we undergo judgment when we were saved? Yes, we did. Our salvation did not come without judgment. We need to understand that we were not saved because we were righteous. When we were saved as new people in heaven, our old selves had to be judged by God's infinite wrath because we were hopeless sinners. Our salvation did not come without judgment. When, where, and how does judgment take place? When Jesus hung on the cross, shed his blood, and died, God judged him and poured out his infinite wrath on him. At that moment, we were also judged and died with Jesus. But 3 days later, when Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, we too were made alive as new people in Christ. We must always remember this truth. Our salvation was achieved because Jesus suffered the judgment of God's infinite wrath in our place, bearing our sins and paying the eternal penalty for them. If salvation was based on our own works, we would never be able to earn it. But Jesus, out of his great love for us, gave up his life to save us while we were still sinners. Salvation is not just forgiveness of sins, but it is also union with Jesus. When we believe in him, our old self dies and our new self lives with him, making us children of God. This is why we sing a new song of praise and worship him. One day, Jesus will return and we will live with him forever in heaven, singing the praises of the new song. Let us always remember the words from 1 John chapter 3, which reminds us of God's great love for us and the hope we have in him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purify himself as he is pure. Our reality is that we are God's children in heaven, but the glory has not yet been revealed. However, on the day Jesus comes, we will all become completely new people like Jesus. At that moment, our faith will be complete, and we will fully know, taste, and enjoy the gospel of salvation, the love of God, and the grace of Jesus. We will sing a new song and praise God with complete joy. Even now, those who know, believe, and enjoy the gospel can learn this new song. We are the blessed people of heaven, singing a new song and praising God with the saints in heaven. What an amazing and grateful privilege. We should always praise and sing to our Lord, no matter how difficult the situation in this world is, no matter what tribulations come into our lives, and even if death is before us. We are already God's people, singing a new song and joyfully praising God and Jesus Christ on Mount Zion in heaven and the Sea of Glass. The new song mentioned in today's text is our praise today, tomorrow, and forever. Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 through 13. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Dear saints, do we feel overflowing joy and hope when we read about the heavenly people mentioned in today's text? Do we aspire to live like them, solely devoted to praising God and Jesus Christ? We have been given new life, and God and Jesus Christ are now our Father and Lord. We are heavenly priests who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and belong to His kingdom for eternity. As long as we live, the best way to thank God and Jesus, who have shown us great love and grace despite our sins, is by offering our heartfelt praise and thanksgiving. Although the splendor of the blessed heaven that we possess is hidden for a while, and we must endure hardships, we are still surrounded by many trials, and death is always before us. However, our eternal reality in heaven remains steadfast and unchanging. I pray that you, my fellow saints, will remain strong in your faith and hope, overcoming all obstacles while singing praises with a new song. May all of us sing praises to glorify the Lord while we live on this earth and continue singing praises even as we pass away and are embraced by the Lord. To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.